This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Following the dramatic ouster of Republican Kevin McCarthy from his role as Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives and coming just days after the House rejected further funding for Ukraine, President Joe Biden said he will be delivering a major speech to convince the American people to continue supporting Ukraine in its defense against Russia's invasion. VOA Red House Bureau Chief Patty Whitaker-Swara has this report.
As Ukrainian soldiers grind through their counteroffensive, the Pentagon warned that without action from Congress, funding to support the effort against Russia's invasion could run out in months. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre declined to provide further details on the president's speech, but acknowledged in response to VOA's question that American public support is waning.
Yeah, we see the polling and we get that, we understand. But we also believe that it is fundamentally important to our own national security, as well as supporting the brave people of Ukraine to continue that support.
A lapse in funding could impact Ukraine's battlefields and embolden Moscow. Patsy Whitaker-Swara, VOA News at the White House.
The race to replace Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker took shape on Wednesday. Steve Scalise, the chamber's second ranked Republican, and Jim Jordan, a leading critic of Democratic President Biden, both announced they would seek the post. The two lawmakers could be joined by several other candidates in what could be a lengthy and likely messy battle to succeed McCarthy. A rebellious group of hard right Republicans led the effort that drove McCarthy out of the speaker's chair in Tuesday's historic vote. It was the first time the chamber has ever removed its leader. House Republicans will vote for McCarthy's successor on October 11th. Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com and download our VOA News app. This is VOA News. People familiar with negotiations between the striking United Auto Workers Union and U.S. automaker Ford Motor Company said Wednesday the two sides have narrowed their differences on pay increases after a new offer from the automaker amid really active talks. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite reports.
Talks with Chrysler parent Stellantis and other companies have also reportedly been active. One source says UAW President Sean Fain will now update union members on Friday.
Our cause is just, striking for a better future to protect our communities and to defeat corporate greed.
It's not clear whether he'll order a fresh round of walkouts or declare that sufficient progress has been made to avoid any escalation. The targeted action against the Detroit Three automakers began in mid-September. It's the first time the trio has faced simultaneous strike action.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite. Typhoon Koinu brought intense winds and rainstorms headed made landfall in southern Taiwan Thursday. Officials say 190 people were injured, but so far no deaths have been reported. Koinu packed unexpectedly strong winds as it approached Taiwan with a gust of 342 kilometers an hour recorded Wednesday night on the outlying Orchid Island. Schools and offices across the region closed ahead of the storm. Koinu, which means puppy in Japanese, is expected to weaken as it moves west towards southern China. In U.S. Major League Baseball, the Philadelphia Phillies advanced to the National League Divisional Round after a dominating win over the Florida Marlins. AP correspondent Michael Luongo has the story.
The Phillies closed out their National League wildcard series versus the Marlins with a 7-1 win. Philadelphia scored two runs in the bottom of the third on a double by Kyle Schwarber and a single by Trey Turner. They broke the game open in the bottom of the sixth on a grand slam home run by Bryson Stott.
Especially in the playoffs, you just know you need more runs and just kind of thinking, get the ball in the air for a sac fly at the very least, and was able to get a good swing on an inside fastball.
Aaron Nola picked up the win. Michael Luongo, Philadelphia.
Repeating our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden said he will be delivering a major speech to convince the American people to continue supporting Ukraine in its defense against Russia's invasion. This comes following the dramatic ouster of Republican Kevin McCarthy from his role as Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, which came just days after the House rejected further funding for Ukraine. You can find more of this story and all the stories we're covering at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.